Right now, we want to talk a little fantasy football and welcome an old friend who I have not had a chance to talk to in some time. We used to work together back in the day. Marcus Grant has gone on to success at the NFL Network and NFL.com and their fantasy editor, and he's with us right now. Marcus, how you been?
Hey, Marcus.
Doing good, Craig. It's good to talk to you. How you guys doing?
We are good. Good. It's good to hear your voice, and congratulations on all your success and everything. I always see you pop up from time to time on TV, and I'm like, I got to get a hold of that guy. So thanks for coming on today. We like to talk a lot of fantasy football on this show. Kind of start us out before we kind of jump in, because I got some players I want to throw at you and get your thoughts. But you know, talk about your philosophies and how long you wait to get quarterbacks. Are you more of a wide receiver guy or running back guy? Let's start with that.
My first of all thing, if you have a pick early in your draft, if you're a top 4 or 5 pick, I still believe in going out and getting an elite bell cow running back, just simply because there aren't many of those guys out there. I mean, you're talking about, you know, those Todd Gurley's, Ezekiel Elliott's, David Johnson's, guys like that. There are just only so many of them. So if you've got a shot at one of those guys, then you go get them. You know, as for, you know, after that, I think you're fine to go a wide receiver early. If you're in the back half of the first round, I have no problem with Brown or a DeAndre Hopkins and Odell Beckham. I do believe in waiting on quarterbacks. That's not to say I always do that. I've had leagues that I've won where I've gotten Aaron Rodgers in the fourth round and been successful, but I tend to wait just because there is so much depth at the position. You don't necessarily have to get an elite guy. You can wait until the ninth round and still have a guy like a Matt Ryan or a Phillip Rivers sitting there and still get really good production. So, you know, I know, I understand the rush, the desire to make sure you have a Rodgers or a Tom Brady draft, but I don't think it's necessary. I think you can wait and still be pretty solid at that position. Mm.
Marcus, you know the old saying, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Well, Craig has that same philosophy, but just substitute woman for Julio Jones. I'm sure, you know, despite the numbers being better than what he thinks. But, guy, are you looking more, though? Has the game changed so much that wide receivers are becoming more important almost than running backs at certain, I guess, for certain drafts?
In certain drafts, yeah. You know, the running backs is, unless you're getting one of those elite guys that, you know, you can find talent later in draft. I mean, you look at a guy like Kareem Hunt, who was a third or fourth round pick in a lot of drafts. And he came out of nowhere partially because of injuries, because Spencer Ware got hurt. That opened the door. Like Alvin Kamara, who I will totally admit I whiffed on. I didn't see it with Alvin Kamara, and he was a guy that kind of went in the middle round. And obviously a huge year. So there's always going to be those guys at the running back position that, you know, you can find mid-round, you can waiver wire, who have huge seasons. Wide receiver, you know, having those elite guys, those guys like, you know, not even Antonio Brown's or Odell Beckham's, because those are certainly elite guys, but, you know, the guys like the Jarvis Landry's, the Brandon Cooks of the world, those guys that you can get in sort of the second or third round of your draft, still have a lot of potential, still have a lot of production, and because you need a couple of them on your roster to start each and every week, there is some added importance on trying to get some of that depth early in your draft.
We're talking some NFL fantasy with Marcus Grant with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. All right, let me parse down the running backs a little bit, and obviously our listeners who play fantasy football know what I'm talking about, and, you know, I think last year everybody wanted to jump on David Johnson, and then he breaks his wrist in the first game. And then there was, hey, do I get Ezekiel Elliott with all these suspension things looming? Do I go for that? I think Todd Gurley might be the top running back this year. Maybe Le'Veon Bell, I'm not sure. And then there's Saquon Barkley. So, I mean, if you're just kind of looking at those guys and you've got an early pick and you want one of those bellwether running backs, which one's your favorite?
I am on the Todd Gurley train. I've got him as my number one overall pick this year. And maybe some of it is recency bias from last year, but I still think he is a guy of a really good dynamic offense. And what's different now than, say, a couple of years ago when he really struggled, there are so many more weapons there. And they've got Sean McVay, who does a lot of creative things. So while defenses may want to try to focus on stopping Todd Gurley, they still have to deal with Cooks and Woods and Cooper Kupp and so many guys in that offense that you can't devote all your resources to it. Gurley can catch the ball effectively. He runs the ball obviously very well. had nearly 350 touches last year, which is third most in the NFL. So you know his usage rate is high. So that's the guy I'm leaning with. But I really do feel like it's, you know, and maybe it sounds like a cop out, but it's kind of a multiple choice answer. Like if you go with Zeke, if you go with Bell at the top of the draft, no one's going to point and laugh at you because those guys are going to give you pretty equally good production. Unless something goes majorly wrong, you're talking about all those guys probably being up 15 or 20 of all scores by the end of the season. Mm-hmm.
Guy like Andrew Luck, how cautiously optimistic or can a serious fantasy football player be with him? Is he somebody that you gamble with in the first round? Again, you know, he's got Eric Ebron there from another guy, Craig Hayes from Detroit. And, T.Y. Hilton. I mean, does he have enough weapons? And would you consider him to be a first-round pick in some drafts?
No, just because I tend to wait on quarterbacks, and I think he's the guy that I would say this about Andrew Luck. I went from, you know, the last couple of years being frustrated and you know, kind of sad for him not being able to get on the field, to skeptical every time the Colts would give some sort of injury report that turned out to be misleading. But now, it, maybe it's, you know, seeing all the reports and the hope and expectation that comes with preseason, like I'm starting to buy in and I'm starting to get excited. Now, right now, Luck is still coming off the board in kind of the 9th, 10th round in a lot of drafts, just because people, I think, are still being optimistic but cautious about him. Yeah. I will say this, though. If we see him come and ball out in any of these preseason games, and I know he's expected to play about a quarter or so this week, and we'll see how much he plays, but if he balls out, you're going to see his ADP, his draft position, shoot way up, because I think people are just kind of waiting for some kind to latch on to see what Andrew Luck has. And the moment he shows that he's anything close to the Andrew Luck we knew, they're going to start reaching for him, see him jumping up to like the 6th, 7th round sometime real soon.
I think that's a good point. Talking with Marcus Grant, talking fantasy football with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. All right, let me parse you on wide receivers the way I did with running backs. We've got a lot of good ones to choose from, whether it be Antonio Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, Odell Beckham. I'm going to leave Julio Jones off that list. But who is your top wide receiver?
It's AB. It's AB, no doubt about it. I mean, the guy does so many things, and he is, again, part of a dynamic, great offense. I mean, I think when you are starting to parse numbers that you kind of put on par with one another, for me, the deciding factor a lot of times is which offense do you trust the most? And right now, I kind of trust that Steelers offense probably more than some of the other ones. Plus, I mean, I go back to last year, Antonio Brown led the league in receiving yards games. I mean, that I think says a lot about how they use him and what he does. I mean, the fact that he can beat you deep, take the top off of defense, he can also run a shorter intermediate route and suddenly turn, you know, a 7-yard in or a 7-yard slant into a 60-yard gain. That's a big, big plus for me. So fantastic, but AB is still number one.
Hey, Marcus, we could probably spend 10 hours on sleeper stuff, but I mean, I think a lot of people are going to think Alex Smith is a sleeper. Here's why I don't. With the Washington Redskins, I think this guy is going to put up some tremendous numbers. That's a vertical offense the Redskins like to play. I think the last 2 years they've had 29 scoring throws, traveling 11 more yards downfield. They were tied for fourth last year in the vertical stretch type of stats. He could be probably not somebody in their top five for quarterbacks, but I'm seriously thinking about taking him in the first round.
He's definitely a QB1 this year. I mean, I think he can be a top 10 quarterback. I think, the thing about him, like, obviously last year everybody kind of talked about how field more. He went more downfield. He wasn't the captain check down guy that we had become used to seeing for much of his career. The thing about it is you look at his kind of his efficiency numbers and in terms of his air yards and how far down the field he was going, it's very close to what we saw Cousins last year in Washington. The difference being Alex Smith tends to be a little bit more efficient. He's a little bit more accurate. He's a little more careful with the football. He's not going to turn it over nearly as much as Cousins will, or throw as many interceptions. I love him. I really like that Washington offense. And I've always said Jay Gruden had a history in the Arena League, runs, I think, sort of an Arena League offense in the NFL. And they've got some interesting receivers. We know what Roger can do when he's healthy. I like Josh Doctson and Paul Richardson to have big years playing on the outside. If Jordan Reed can stay healthy for any length of time, he's a huge weapon as well. So I'm with you. I think Alex Smith has a fantastic year. I think he's a guy, but again, you can wait on quarterbacks. Alex Smith will be there for you probably And he's a guy who can probably give you some good value.
You know, Marcus, one area I always historically get myself into trouble is the tight end position in fantasy football. You know, once Gronk and Travis Kelce are off the board, then I usually run into trouble. What kind of advice would you have for a guy like me looking for a tight end?
Well, I mean, I think you can wait and get some guys there. I mean, a couple of guys that have become really popular, Trey Burton in Chicago. I think a lot of people are really feeling like he can play sort of that Travis Kelce role now that Matt Nagy is the head coach for the Bears, so you can get some good value. Kittle is getting some love out in San Francisco. The thing about the tight end position, though, if you don't get one of the elite guys, a Kelce or a Gronk or someone like that, you know, a Zach Ertz after last year, don't be afraid to stream the position. You know, it's okay to, you know, kind of go play matchups with guys and sort of play the waiver wire a little bit, because there's nothing worse or more frustrating than just locking yourself into one. I mean, look, if I say the name Eric Ebron, you'll understand what I mean.
Yeah.
The potential, the talent, the hype was always there. The production never matched. So, you know, don't feel like you got into a guy just because, you know, you drafted him at some point in your draft. Feel free to kind of play the market a little bit, find the matchups that work, and stream the position if you need to.
All good advice, Marcus. It is great to hear your voice again. We'll be in touch, man. Enjoy the football season. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks, Marcus.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. That's Marcus Grant, NFL Network and NFL.com.